what light through yonder window breaks. It is the Friday, and it is awesome. I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to our last show of the week. In several places along the border between the United States and Canada, convoys of large trucks, tankers, and farm equipment have blocked the passage. These are demonstrations that started 2 weeks ago in the Canadian capital of Ottawa. Initially, truck drivers were protesting a new rule in Canada that required them to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to cross the border. If they're not vaccinated, they have to spend 2 weeks in quarantine before they can drive through the country. The demonstrators call their protest the Freedom Convoy, and while Canada says almost 90% of its truckers are fully vaccinated and eligible to cross the border, more groups have joined the protests, speaking out against other COVID restrictions like mask mandates, lockdowns, and limits on how many people can get together. The impact this is having isn't just on border traffic. Car companies, including Ford, General Motors, and Toyota, say they've had to decrease production or temporarily close plants because they're not able to get the supplies they need to make as many cars. Though some public monuments have reportedly been defaced, the protests have been largely peaceful, but Canadian government officials say they haven't been lawful. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the demonstrators, quote, don't have the right to blockade our economy or our democracy or our fellow citizens' daily lives. A protester interviewed by CNN said he lost his job because he didn't take a COVID vaccine and that it's not right for companies to be able to take away people's livelihoods over that. The blockade that started in Ottawa has spread to other border crossings between Canada and the U.S. Similar Freedom Convoy events have been reported in Australia and New Zealand, and this week, American government officials said they've seen indications that convoys are being organized in the U.S., also in opposition to vaccine mandates for truck drivers and other restrictions. U.S. officials say demonstrations could impact the Super Bowl on Sunday or President Joe Biden's State of the Union speech on March 1st. Authorities say they haven't seen calls for violence with these demonstrations. They're expected to be peaceful, but officials are working with law enforcement to make sure communities are protected. 10-second trivia. The first rocket to reach space was made in what country? Soviet Union, United States, Germany, or China? In the early 1940s, a German V-2 rocket became the first man-made object to reach space. In 2016, a company was founded with the goal of producing rockets, as in using giant three-dimensional printers. Over the past 6 years, the company has raised a fortune from investors, $650 million as of last summer, according to CNBC. But one big question is, will these things fly? No one knows yet. The organization has delayed its maiden launch date several times. It's blamed COVID, changes to its flagship rocket's design, changes to its engine and materials. One day, its founders hope to build a production facility on Mars, but first, they've got to get their rockets off the Earth.
What you're watching is a rocket being sculpted by a giant 3D printer.
This really is creating the Star Trek replicator sci-fi future that we have seen in movies for many decades, but no one has tried to build at this scale yet, but we're doing it.
Tim Ellis is the co-founder and CEO of Relativity Space. Ellis believes his team has found a way to make cheaper and more reliable rockets using their 3D printers they've named Stargate.
And what are the advantages of 3D printing a rocket?
Yeah, so the advantages really are around automation and part count reduction. So usually, and really for the last 60 years, you still walk into any aerospace factory around the world, rockets or otherwise, and they're still building products one at a time by hand with millions of individual piece parts and these giant factories full of fixed tooling. That takes billions of dollars and years to set up and iterate and change. And so really, the 3D printing approach we're doing is the holy grail for automation in aerospace.
And printing rockets means Relativity can build them much faster. Ellis says his team can currently print a rocket in about 5 months and is working to cut that build time even further.
Being able to build a rocket in 60 days, 30 days, is that pace really necessary?
It is, because it's about the rate of improvement. So I think every 60 days, we can build a better version and a better version. So it's really about the kind of rate of practice, because people learn much faster by doing rather than just simulating.
How does your approach impact the cost of the rockets? Because rockets, as you pointed out, are incredibly expensive traditionally.
Yeah, so versus other rockets of a similar payload class built traditionally, our rocket is about a quarter of the cost. So other launch vehicles currently flying.
This is Terran 1 here.
Yep.
This is your baby.
Yeah, this is the baby. So this is Terran 1. So it's the world's first entirely 3D printed rocket fuselage.
The company says Terran 1 will launch in 2022. If all goes well, it will be the first of many launch vehicles Ellis and his team will print in their Long Beach, California factory. In fact, Relativity is already hard at work on their larger reusable heavy lift rocket, the Terran R.
Wow, that's a pretty serious printer right there.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really just early days, too. I mean, I think that's...
For Ellis, getting to space is just part of the mission. Fundamentally changing the manufacturing process for big, expensive things like airplanes or wind turbines is just as important.
So we're starting with rockets, but I really see us as the world's first application layer 3D printing company. I think 3D printing will be able to build much better products faster. It's really about increasing the speed of learning and lowering the barrier to entry for trying experiments.
3, 2, 1, 0.
If this all sounds very ambitious, that's because it is. Ellis and many on his team have a lot of experience building rockets for firms like Blue Origin and SpaceX and have raised over $1 billion in funding in just the last year. But Relativity has yet to put a rocket into space.
You guys are building rockets in a completely different way, in an industry that is inherently risky and about reducing that risk. Have people been suspicious about this new approach?
You know, we've sold more rockets than any other company in history before launch. So I think, you know, people are quite confident in the test data we showed them today.
But the proof is in the pudding, and you guys haven't flown yet.
We haven't flown yet, but all the momentum is there, and you're definitely right. We gotta show what we've got. But major parts of the rocket have already flown a simulated mission on the ground, and so I'm quite confident we've gotten over the hump where 3D printing a rocket is now inevitable, truly inevitable.
A woman in Maine got a phone call recently saying her lost cat was found. Two problems. One, the phone call was from a shelter in Florida, 1,400 miles away. And two, she didn't own a cat. So, thing is, she had owned a cat 6 years ago. Her name was Ashes, and she'd run away during a birthday party. The shelter used a microchip to find her original owner. No one knows how Ashes got to Florida, and she was a little beat up with a cold, some missing teeth, and a coat that needed healing. But $1,800 later, Ashes is back home and thriving. Was she caterwauling? She was caterhauling. Her American cross-country journey might not have taken her so far as a Himalayan, Siberian, Persian, or Norwegian one. She might not have crossed the Turkish border or the savannah, but it still wasn't Siamese. Even if she took a cabbie, she rang up quite a tabby, and her owner simply Maine Coonded believe it. I'm Coral Azus. Today's shout-out takes us to Marine City, Michigan, where we're happy to see the students of Cardinal Mooney Catholic High School. Cats all for CNN.